Now we are going to hear from our Lord, and I will ask our brother Issa Muyonga David to come in front so that we may hear from the Lord, and he will pray for the message.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can we appreciate Mama Prisca? Thank you. Good morning, church, and happy new year. Thank you. I know some of you are looking at me and then they are looking at this side, wondering if Muyonga is growing younger. I believe no. I'm going to introduce myself so that you do not wonder what is happening. My name is David Kiuma Issa Muyonga. Issa Muyonga. And his name is Muyonga. So whatever you do with that information is at your own risk. But my name is David Kiuma Issa Muyonga. I am the son of Muyonga and Mama Mary. They are seated right here. And I'm so grateful to have them as parents. And I'm also glad to be home because Gomaville is home. I was looking for a way I will really prove to you that Gomaville is home, but I didn't find it. I really looked for a proof that I know I had, but I couldn't find it. But so today I will just ask us to accept that this is my home, and I'm so glad to be home. I'm also so glad to bring to us God's word this very first Sunday of the month, but also the very first Sunday of the year 2026. I thank the Lord for that, and also for the church leadership to allow me, to give me that opportunity to bring to us God's word. Amen. Okay, now I'm going to turn our attention into God's word today. The church leadership has chosen this year 2026 to be a grateful year. At Gomaville this year, we are going to live a life of gratitude. So gratitude is going to be our lifestyle throughout the year of 2026. But now today we are going to narrow this down and talk about the topic that is entitled Gratitude Flows as We Intentionally Remember and Tell God's Blessings. Gratitude flows as we intentionally remember and tell God's blessing. That is the topic that we are going to look at today. So today's message is based in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 11. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1 to verse 11. And then after that, I will pray and we will continue with the message of today. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 11. The Bible says, "Be careful to follow every command that I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to anger, then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Verse 4. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in the ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into the good land, a land with streamings and pools of water, with springs flowing
in the valley and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranate, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing, a land where the rock are iron and you can dig copper out of the hill. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that is coming to us this morning, being the very first Sunday of this year, 2026. We are so grateful that you have brought us to this date. And so, Lord, as we look into your word, Father, we pray that you will reveal yourself to us so that we may get to know you more and better. And it is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that we have prayed and believed. Amen. Amen. So the passage that we have just read takes place at a very important moment in the history of the people of Israel. They were coming to the end of the 40 years journey in the wilderness. They were standing at the edge of the Jordan River, just about to cross and possess the land that the Lord had promised them. So between the people of Israel, where they were, and the promised land was the Jordan River. So they were at the edge of the Jordan River, just about to possess the land. In other words, the people of Israel, they were looking forward to the land that the Lord has promised them. And this is how the land is described. We saw that from verse 7 to verse 9. It is a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing of the valley and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig tree, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be rare or scarce, and they will lack nothing in that land, a land where the rocks are iron and they can dig copper out of the hills. This was the land that the people of Israel were looking forward to. And the Lord takes time before they get to the land that he promised them. He paused and he gave them a very serious warning. If you get to read the whole chapter of Deuteronomy chapter 8, the biggest warning that the Lord is giving them is, do not forget me. When you get into that land, do not forget me. And so I believe that as we are all represented here, just like the people of Israel, we can testify that the Lord has been walking with us up to where we are right now. Yet, we are still trusting God for something, isn't it? There is still something that we are all looking forward to. Where we are right now today was once a prayer request. And so we are living in what was once a prayer request, and now it is answered. Yet, we are still waiting and we are still trusting God for something else that we will do. Some of us, we prayed and we trusted God for a job, and the Lord has provided one. But we are still looking forward to other things that the Lord will do for us. We once prayed God for healing, and he has healed us. But still, we are still praying and trusting that God will answer other prayer requests that we do have. We all prayed to see the end of 2025, and the Lord has answered our prayers, and we are in 2026. But still, we are trusting God for what he will do in this year, 2026. So in some ways, in the same way, the Lord is also speaking to us today And he says, when you receive what you have been praying for, do not forget me. Do not forget the Lord. So as we choose this year, 2026, to be a year that we will live gratefully, a year where our lifestyle will be that of gratitude, the Lord calls us not to forget him throughout the whole year of 2026. So the big questions that we have to answer today, then what should we remember? If we are not to forget the Lord, so what then should we remember? I'm going to propose to us three things that we get from the passage that we have read today that we should not forget, but we should always remember as we walk through 2026. The first thing is that we should not forget. Therefore, we should intentionally remember how the Lord led us. Two, we should intentionally remember how the Lord sustained us. And three, we should intentionally remember his commands. How the Lord led us, how the Lord sustained us, and how the Lord and his command. Those are the three things that we should intentionally remember as we go through this year, 2026. So we are going to look at each one of them, and we will come at the end of today's sermon. So one, remember how the Lord led you. Verse 2, the Bible says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert for these 40 years, to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his command. That is what verse 2 says. And it is very interesting that the author says, remember how the Lord your God led you in the desert for 40 years. The Lord himself led the people of Israel in the desert. Life in the desert was not easy. Life in the desert was difficult. Life in the desert was so painful. Life in the desert had a lot of grumbling, a lot of complaints. But it was the Lord who led the people of Israel in the desert. In Exodus chapter 15, 22 to 24, I'm going to read to us some of the complaints that the people of Israel had, just to show us that life in the desert, where the Lord led the people of Israel, was not easy. Exodus 15 from verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days, they traveled in the desert without finding water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink its water because it was bitter. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, what are we to drink? Life in the desert was not easy, because for 3 good days, traveling in the desert, they had no water, and the water they could find was bitter, and so they couldn't drink it. And there, that is where the Lord led them. Exodus 16 from verse 2, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses, this time round, and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat round pots of meat and we ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us into this desert to starve this entire assembly. Life in the desert was not easy. The whole community grumbled again, saying, we preferred Egypt, where we had food, rather than dying in the wilderness. But the Lord said, in those moments, in spite that he led them in those moments, remember that I am the one who led you through these trials. I am the one who led you in the desert. I believe that in the past months or in the past years, the Lord has led each one of us into his own desert. The Lord has led each one of us into moments of trials that each one of us has been able to face in the past years. Probably your desert was unemployment, or it is unemployment. The Lord is currently leading you in the desert. Probably the desert that the Lord led you or is leading you currently, it is sickness. Or probably it is stagnation in your business. Probably it is a severe loss in your business. Or it is a loss of a loved one. Or it is a separation in the family. Those are the desert that the Lord might be leading us. Each one of us has his own desert. But today, the Lord say, let your gratitude flow from the fact that he is the one leading you in that desert. Let your gratitude flow from the fact that he is the one who led you in those difficult moments. In other words, the Lord says, thank me because I am with you. I am present with you in those difficult moments. In times of trials, in difficult moments, gratitude does not arise from circumstances. It is easy to thank the Lord because we are grateful we have graduated. We are grateful we are celebrating our birthday. So the circumstance causes us to thank the Lord. But when it comes to trials, gratitude does not arise from those circumstances. But gratitude comes from an intentional remembrance that it is the Lord who is leading me in this moment of difficulties. In Isaiah 45, verse 7, the Lord shows to the people that he is sovereign. He shows to the people that he holds everything in his hand and he is in control of everything. It says, Isaiah 45, verse 7, I, the Lord, form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, I bring prosperity and I create disaster as well. I, the Lord, do all these things. The Lord is sovereign. The Lord is in control of everything in the world. So the year 2025 was a desert that we all experienced in this town. And each one of us experienced it at his own personal level. But today, God says, be grateful because I am the one who led you in 2025 and through 2025. So be grateful. The year 2026 that we have just started 4 days ago will also have great moment, but also it will have moment of trials. It will also have its own challenges and difficulties. But through each one of them, the Lord is telling us, be grateful because I am with you and I will be leading you in and through 2026. Point number two, remember how he sustained us. That one we see in verse 3. And I'm going to read the first part of verse 3. The Bible says, he humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your father had known. The Lord brought the people of Israel in the wilderness to humble them. That means that by God's direction, they had to completely put their trust in God in the wilderness. In the desert, there was nothing else or no one else to provide for the people of Israel. In the wilderness, there was no one else or nothing else to guide them, to protect them, but God. So the Lord led them in the wilderness to sustain them. He caused them to hunger, as we read, and then he himself, he fed them. In verse 4, the Lord says, "For 40 years, your clothes did not wear out. For 40 good years." My clothes wear out in less than 2 years or less than 3 years. They wear out. But for 40 years, the clothes of the people of Israel did not wear out. The Lord sustained them. "And your feet did not swell." So he gave them the strength, the physical strength, to walk through the wilderness for 40 years, and their feet did not swell. The Lord sustained the people of Israel. In verse 15 and verse 16, the Lord led the people of Israel through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and dreadful land with its enormous snakes and scorpion, so that he may sustain them with water and hard rock, from out of hard rock. The Lord sustained the people of Israel. And that one we see in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, the second part. The Lord led the people of Israel in the desert to teach them that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. The Lord taught the Israelite to depend on him and him only in the desert. And so, back again to 2025 that we have just left. 2025 as a country, 2025 as a province, as a church, as families, or even as individuals, we have been led through a desert. We have been led through a moment of uncertainty, a moment where we didn't know what to do. But the question that I have for each one of us is, did the Lord sustain you through the year 2025? Did the Lord sustain each one of us through the year 2025? I believe that the Lord sustained all of us through the year. And I know and believe that the Lord sustains the people that he leads. If the Lord is the one leading you, he will also sustain you. Therefore, if in his own sovereignty, God leads us again this year, 2025, this year, 2026, or beyond, into difficult moment, into moment of trials, let's remain grateful to him, because he is the Lord who sustains those he leads. And so he will sustain us throughout the year 2026. He does not only lead us, but also he sustains us. I'm going to read Psalm 124 with no comment. And it just shows us how the Lord sustained the people of Israel. And this is what Psalm 124 says. "If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the flower's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." 2026, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord sustains those he leads. And then 3, as we choose to live a grateful year, this 2026, let us be grateful, 1, because the Lord is leading us, 2, because the Lord is sustaining us, but also let us remember his commandments. So we remember that he leads us, we remember that he sustains us, then we remember his commands. Like the people of Israel, our Lord Jesus Christ has promised us as well, his believers, in John chapter 14, from verse 2 to verse 3, that he has gone to prepare a place for us in his Father's house, so that we may be where he is. As described in Revelation 21, verse 4, we are also looking forward to that good land. Like the people of Israel, we read from verse 7 in Deuteronomy how their land was described. But the land that we are looking forward for in Deuteronomy 21, and the time that we are looking forward to in Deuteronomy 21, it is when God will wipe away every tear from our eyes and take us, welcome us in the land where there will be no more death, the land where there will be no mourning, there will be no crying or pain, because the old order of things would have passed away. That is what we are also looking forward to. And so as we are looking forward to this promised land that we have in Christ Jesus, the Lord calls us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, to be careful that we do not forget the Lord our God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees. A grateful lifestyle is seasoned. A grateful lifestyle is expressed by our obedience to the word of the Lord. The way we are going to be grateful this year is not only by us remembering that the Lord is leading us or remembering that he's sustaining us, but also remembering to be obedient to him throughout the year 2026. And so the Lord wants us to be grateful to him and remember his commands, which is summarized in loving the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And so as we bring this to conclusion, our topic is gratitude flows as we intentionally remember God's blessing. Gratitude flows as we intentionally remember God's blessing. And so here are the three blessings that we have looked at. The first blessing is that the Lord has blessed us with his present guidance. The Lord has blessed us with his sustenance. And the Lord has blessed us with his word. And so let's live a year full of gratitude because of his presence, because of his sustenance, and because of his word. And so may the Lord help us to live a grateful year throughout the year 2026. We will pray. Father, we thank you and we are so grateful for your word that has come to us so clearly, Lord, that we are to live a grateful life, which is not based on circumstances, but which is based from an intentional recall of your permanent, ever-present guidance in our life. A grateful life which is based on the fact that you always sustain us and you always care for us. And also a grateful life which is based from the fact that you have given us your word so that we may be able to live in a way that pleases you. And so, Lord, may you help us throughout this year that we will forever be grateful to you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed and believed. Amen.
Can we again clap to our Lord for this message? Thank you very much, Brother David, for this message. God bless you so much. Who is blessed by this message? Amen.